With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host Laizer Brody. Today's podcast is entitled Birth Pangs of Mashiach. The Merriam-Webster English Dictionary defines the term birth pangs in two ways. The first definition is the regularly recurrent pains that are characteristic of childbirth. The second definition is almost prophetic, disorder and distress characteristic especially of a major social change. In the case of Mashiach, both definitions apply. In his elaboration of Sanhedrin 98b, the Maharsha notes that the Gemara in several places compares the coming of Mashiach to a birth, whereas the social upheaval and all the troubles we encounter are the labor pains of giving birth to the era of Mashiach. And just like childbirth, the closer we get, the more frequent and excruciating the pains become. There's no such thing as a childbirth stopping, or a woman say, no, I don't want to go further with the process. That's it. Time out. No, the birth keeps going, and the frequent and unbearable pains keep on getting stronger until we say Mazel Tov and the baby's born. Mashiach is no different. Notice how people were so relieved, especially here in Israel, when the COVID vaccine was discovered, manufactured, and distributed here far and wide. 2 weeks ago, Israel joined the 7 other nations of the world in the list of green countries. But that joy didn't last long. A week later, we suffered the Meron tragedy where we lost 45 holy souls on Lag BaOmer. Now, a little more than a week later than that, with the 7-day mourning period from the 45 holy souls of Lag BaOmer over, there's now riots in East Jerusalem with 18 police wounded. In the south of Israel, there are 10 wildfires, the result of incendiary balloons from Hamas in Gaza, and the northern border is on high alert because tension with Lebanon and Hezbollah is dangerously high, and Iran is constantly threatening us from Syria, and this is all happening simultaneously, while meanwhile, there's political chaos in Israel and still no government. If anyone had any hopes of depending on any flesh and blood to deal with these problems, Hashem has slammed all those doors shut. The closer we get to Mashiach, the more we see that there's no one to depend on but Hashem. The optimistic side of all these messianic birth pains is that they're the clearest sign in the world that Mashiach is near. The scenario is exactly the way the Gemara said it would be. One thing we can forget about, there's no more returning to comfort zone and the routine that we're all familiar with, that's comfort zone. Mashiach is definitely not comfort zone for anyone without Emunah. Therefore, the only way we can mitigate the birth pangs of Mashiach and prepare ourselves for the actual coming of Mashiach, may it be soon, amen, is to strengthen ourselves in Emunah, to know that everything comes from Hashem, and to know that Hashem is loving Father, and to know that Hashem is doing everything for the best. And anyone that strengthens himself or herself in Emunah will be glad they did. So stay healthy and safe, and God bless you always.